by the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole. An old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia.
Welcome to Cairo Nights, everybody.
A song.
I believe it's gotten closer than it was in November. I'm just every time I have faith in humanity, another gate to hell opens up, and I am once again having the carpet of faith pulled out from beneath my feet.
Ah, now who's the pessimist on this show?
I try not to prognosticate on elections, you know, because you get a feel for things, and you hear what people say, you see what they do. Hi, everybody. I'm Spike O'Neill. Welcome to Cairo Nights. Matt Butler's on the board. I was in a great mood up until about 45 seconds ago, and the final race in the 2022 midterm election. This is it. And I am just so thankful that control of the Senate, this is an important seat, the Senate seat, of course, we're talking about the runoff election in Georgia between incumbent Raphael Warnock and the Republican challenger, Herschel Walker. And this is a race that will give either the Democrats 51 Senate seats or 50 should Walker win, tying the Senate at 50-50, thus giving the Vice President, Kamala Harris, again, the tie-breaking power in the U.S. Senate, because, of course, the VP is the President of the Senate. And a lot is being made about the value of this seat to each party. One thing that is up for grabs in this, because even if Walker were to somehow be victorious in this race, despite the fumbles, multiple turnovers, to put it in terms that Herschel Walker fans could understand, the committee assignments for the Senate, who controls various committees, is determined by the majority of the Senate, i.e. the House of Representatives was again retaken control by the Republicans in the 2022 midterm elections, a very narrow lead in the House, for Republicans, but still giving them control over various congressional committees, House committees, i.e. the kind of committees that hold oversight, that hold hearings, all those things that are very important, at least have been important in the most recent year and a half. The ability to end investigations or begin investigations, go after a president's coked up hooker banging son, for example. You know, I'm just grabbing ideas out of the air here. Could really be on the table in the House of Representatives. In fact, it's been promised that it will be on the table. In the Senate, if it's a 50-50 Senate, if Herschel Walker does manage to, right now Warnock holds a slight lead. I think it's 50.1% to 49.9%. So it's even tighter than it was in November. I am just mystified that a guy like Herschel Walker, whose qualifications are limited to his ability to carry a football, And
fend off werewolves.
I was going to say that was his only qualification, but you're right. His proclivity for werewolf versus vampire, you know, debate is, God, how do I not drink all
day long? It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Have we got any updates that we can count on? Any new information, newer information? I know that the CBS Evening News said still too close to call. It is literally, now Walker is now ahead by 2,000 votes, 1,900 votes. Walker is now ahead. With 91% of the votes in. That's right, Herschel Walker is in the lead. Yeah, yeah, he's because, you know, that's what you want. That's the face of the U.S. Senate. Welcome, everybody. Nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not gonna go down that hole. Not gonna do that tonight. Let's talk about fun stuff. Let's talk about Christmas. Let's talk about that's all we talk about. Let's talk about Christmas trees. How expensive Christmas trees are. That's more cheery than Herschel Walker. The thought of Herschel Walker as U.S. senator. We could talk about the president's legal troubles. The former president's legal troubles.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard.
I know, right? Yeah. Oh, how are you, my friend?
I am good. I have had a good day. I'm happy to be here, feeling the holiday season, starting to listen to more of the Christmas music at home, getting in the spirit, getting in the mood. Just I share your tension about Georgia, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
I don't know what I'm... That's in Georgia!
What the hell are you thinking, Georgia?
I'm still just sad that I didn't write the Warren Zevon parody "Werewolves of Georgia."
Yeah, there's
the
Werewolves of Georgia. Yeah,
that would have been a hit.
I wish somebody could tell me why that candidate is their candidate of choice.
Because if you are so partisan, a bad candidate for your side is better than the other side's candidate. Always. That's just hardcore partisanship.
Yeah.
That's why so many Republicans that didn't like Trump got in line behind him when they saw he was a winner.
Well, that because Trump supporters were, you know, people were afraid to get primaried out of existence if he did back the MAGA movement. But Herschel Walker doesn't have that kind of power over anybody. You're right. It's about, you know, partisanship. It's about an R. And the world rolls on, and the clouds keep spinning, and the tide comes in and the tide goes out, and the sun will come up. Deion Sanders is the coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. That's a cool story. Matt, I was doing great. Watch.
Hey, I don't make the news. We just comment on it.
And the trolls are out in force.
Back under the bridge with you.
Yeah.
All of you, be gone.
Herschel Walker is a good man and the right man. Get over it. Really? Explain that one to me, folks. Explain to me how Herschel Walker is a good man. Was it the domestic violence charges? Was it the child abandonment? The hypocrisy? Which one?
And just even if there was reform or regret there and he had changed and become what someone would view as a better person, that's not being a decent human being is not a qualification for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if the Senate debate gets to be a ground game and you need a good ground game, then Herschel's your man, I guess.
Or if he needs to intimidate somebody, he can just pull out that badge.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Cairo Nights. So much more to talk about than Georgia. Because, you know, it's even if the Republicans do take the seat, we will still have a 50-50 Senate. And much like last term. I don't know, buddy. Some days it's hard to keep drinking, you know? It's just hard to keep going. How about the last Boeing 747 rolling off the line? That was an event today. That's the end of an era. Of course, you know, the way Boeing has been moving work to other states for decades now. They moved management to, Illinois, right? Chicago. in the 90s when Boeing retired all their upper management and moved all their managerial staff to new locations in Illinois and outside of Chicago. Then they moved production to South Carolina, states that are more friendly to a workforce than Washington was deemed to be.
Well, unless they want to unionize.
Yeah. So today, Boeing's last 747 rolled off the factory. Jumbo Jet, which has taken on numerous roles as cargo plane, commercial aircraft, capable of carrying 500 passengers, and Air Force One was a 747. Debuted in 69, large commercial aircraft in the world. The first with two aisles. That's center 252 configuration. But the last one has been made in the state of Washington. You ever fly in a plane with a second deck?
I have never actually been on one with a second deck.
Neither have I. And I've flown around the world.
Yeah.
I've flown numerous times around the world. Not around the world, but I've been on five different continents. I've never flown in a plane that had an upper deck. That's the stuff you see in movies, where the swells travel. You know? I put my child on a plane by themselves today. My youngest is now 19. And I was still that dad taking my daughter to the airport this morning for a flight. My daughter flew to Tampa. And my sister will take my daughter and her daughter to London tomorrow. My kid's taking a trip to London. Little Christmas getaway, little graduation present for my youngest from her aunt, my sister, taking my kid to London. And I am terrified as a parent. Even though my kid's 19, I got to get over that. I couldn't, play the unaccompanied minor card and escort her out to the gate.
Were you concerned she would encounter the werewolves of London?
I guess. No. A great movie, by the way. You ever see American Werewolf in London?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not worried, even though I did get her a direct flight because I didn't want anything to go wrong and have them, transfer planes in the middle of the country, miss a connection due to weather, get stuck somewhere. It's tough when you're a dad. You never really stop worrying. When your kid travels alone and the thought of getting stuck in an airport somewhere in the Midwest, especially this time of year, Denver, Chicago, wherever else you might want to lay over, Salt Lake City, those middle state layover places. So I popped and got a direct flight to Tampa. And tomorrow morning, they'll go on a plane to London, the three of them. But luckily, though, my daughter didn't have to have the enhanced driver's license, the real ID, I guess they call it. Do you have one of those yet? Because apparently it's been the deadline for having a real ID has been postponed again. Saw that in the news today. They had originally been supposed to have an ID in place, I think, by October of last year or this year. And then they moved it to the middle of next year, and then they bumped it again. That folks have to have an ID that is accepted or uniform across all states is a concept of the real ID, the government-issued state ID. I'm not sure the differential, but you can't travel without one. At least they weren't supposed to until they kept bumping back deadlines. Had to get my kid a passport for international travel. Of course, we all have that. If you're going to travel internationally, they had never gotten a passport, and we had to go and get that done expeditiously. Pay the express services. It takes like six, eight weeks to get a passport. So now that the last 747 has rolled off of Washington, up in Everett, Boeing still is the industrial foundation of the Northwest. There are bedrock industry up here. It was Boeing. That was always what Seattle was known for. The Northwest was known for from a business perspective prior to Microsoft taking root. And then, of course, Amazon coming in and crushing everybody. But it's always been Boeing. Boeing, of course, took it in the shorts with the 737 MAX in 2018, 2019. A couple of those deadly crashes. The FAA took nearly 2 years, far longer than Boeing expected, to approve design changes that would allow the 737 MAX back in the air. Remember what happened with the Max? They had an automatic pilot issue, and it was a you had to pay extra, I believe, or there was some feature that would allow the plane to override the automatic pilot, but it wasn't a standard feature. It was an additional add-on charged extra on the plane. And, of course, Boeing was allowed to do its own safety checks and its own regulatory issue, you know, regulate their own work, as opposed to when a third party coming in and checking the work. Boeing was allowed to do that themselves. That was a mess. Warnock still behind? I'm having a hard time dealing with that, man. I really am.
It looks like he's up by about 14,000 right now with 90% in, according to NPR.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah, Warnock's back up. Boy, it's crazy. Look, it's such a divided country, man. It's so close. It seems like every election in every state was, I mean, almost tooth and nail, right? We're that divided as a country. But, you know, we can all find the things that we care about together. We can all find things we agree on. We can all agree that I'm not going to read the text tonight. Usually that's a bedrock agreement we can have.
Usually you have to enforce that policy on me.
I know, right?
Now it's your turn.
You know, I very much care about what people think. I guess that's one of the things I've always had an issue with.
In this business, you almost can't.
I know you can't. You can't let the inmates run the asylum. You can't let the folks in the steerage steer the ship.
Exactly. There are not enough captains in the world.
A texter point, John, thank you. Texter John 360. I believe they use the autopilot from the airplane movie. Remember how you had to inflate that? That was hilarious. Stop calling me Shirley. It's Cover Nights at 7:23. Believe it or not, we will not be sidetracked. I refuse. We're going to play Christmas music. Good Christmas music. Bad Christmas music. All Christmas music. It's going to be great. I'll try not to cry. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Cairo Nights. Oh, is this an indication of my mood since the race has been called for Warnock?
It may well be. Or it may just be an indication of my mood.
Amen. Welcome back to Cairo Nights. I love how folks are already, oh, they cheated. There must have been fraud. I love it. Any election that a conservative loses must be fraud. That's an interesting message. Interesting point.
I still wish they'd explain people who believe that about the 2020 election, right?
Yeah,
I still wish they'd explain why people would go to such extreme measures to cheat and then keep such a thin margin. And they're only contesting the races where they lost. Like, explain that one to me.
Yeah, it'll never happen. You know what's funny? It's not that I really give a rat's patootie about, you know, which party. I mean, that's not accurate. I'm not going to make that kind of a blanket false statement. I care. What I really care about is how folks are so quick to dismiss any character as a requirement for holding public office. And then the false equivalency that both sides are exactly as bad as the other. You know, every side lies, every side can't be trusted, every side cheats, you know. That's what blows my mind. That's what disappoints me. Not so much that, you know, or Herschel Walker's policies or the Republican Party's policies have a better chance of being implemented. You'd be surprised to learn that many of the policies that are important to me are conservative points of view. You know, don't get me wrong. It's when it comes to, I'm very pro-choice. And by the way, pro-choice doesn't mean that you're pro-abortion. It means you're pro-choice. There's a big difference between the two. We're not going to get into that tonight. Somebody wrote, Warnock wins Georgia. Manchin and Sinema urge Walker not to concede. Brilliant. That's brilliant, actually. That's funny stuff. Appreciate that from the 206. But we get so, you know, nanner, nanner, nanner. I don't want to get nanner, nanner, nanner. I want a better class of candidate than a Herschel Walker.
That's what I've always said, too. Like, if you're a Republican, look back to the days of John McCain, even Mitt Romney.
Seriously.
And compare that candidate quality to Donald Trump and Herschel Walker. Wouldn't you, as a conservative or as a Republican, want your standard bearers to be the top tier? Someone like, say, a Nikki Haley, for example, would be a great get for the Republicans over some of the people that make it higher, you know, make the nomination. And I just wonder why there's not this desire for more quality candidates on that side.
And don't get the impression that Matt nor I think that Democrats couldn't do better with their candidates as well. We literally want the best and brightest to hold public office and become our leaders and help debate and discuss and compromise and form legislation that'll benefit everybody.
To your debate, I mean, consider how Trump carries himself in a debate versus how some other Republicans carry themselves. Don't you want the absolute best of the best up there advocating for your point of view? And that's why I'm seriously surprised at times when the Lauren Boberts and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world seem to be what's preferred nowadays.
And it's funny because, I mean, Boebert barely got by, right? Did she survive the recount in her district still?
I'm not sure we have the final on the recount.
I know.
But she was up.
And that recount was a mandatory recount because the vote was so close. I think it was in a half a point, a half of one percentage point in the electorate. I think it's the Colorado third that she runs in. And the recount will probably give exactly the same total. No one's claiming fraud in that election. Again, we talked about Joe Kent last night in the Washington third, how he's asking for a recount that his campaign will pay for, and not because he's claiming fraud, because he just wants to make sure it's an accurate recount because the vote was so close. Again, you were always 50.5 to 49.5, it seems, every race. But then you get the people who are so safe in their districts due to redistricting. In the last round of redistricting, I think it was accounted for 5 House seats. The districts that were so egregiously drawn to give seats that were almost impossible to lose. Marjorie Taylor Greene's a prime example. You know, her district is so protected in the way it's drawn, the boundaries of that district. That's the term gerrymandering. And I believe I think the name gerrymandering comes because it looked like a salamander. I mean, that's literally the origin of the name gerrymandering.
Yeah.
You know, you should count all the votes. And if 63% of the people voted Republican, then they should get 63% of the representatives. That's how it should be done. Right? I mean, take every vote in New York State. And percentage-wise, if 30% voted Democrat, then they should get 30% of the seats. It amazes me how Democratic congressional candidates can receive more overall votes but win less seats due to districting. And due to maps that have been redistricted in a racially prejudiced fashion as deemed by courts, the U.S. courts. And then the Supreme Court steps in and said, well, no, let's just use those maps that a lower court said were racially biased and discriminatory. Because it's too close to an election to change anything about it now. Seems like one side wants more people to vote and one side wants less people to vote. You know, closing early voting, limiting polling places. And I'm not talking about having people vote who shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm not talking about having votes counted that don't meet the requirements of a valid ballot. All those, of course, all those rules should be adhered to and in place for both sides. Of course they should. We want free and fair elections. I don't want to win by cheating. I don't want to win a contested race because we monkeyed with it. We redistricted our way to victory. But people who don't care about that kind of thing are just after power. You know, at least Georgia can count votes, a texter wrote in. And that way both sides win. I agree. I think maybe that texter voted or wrote in when they thought that Walker was still ahead. But maybe not. Maybe that 206 texter really does believe that as long as we have a free and fair election, that's what matters, not who won. The fact that we all voted, as many of us voted as could. And we still have low voter turnout in this country. Blows your mind, especially among young people with the most skin in the game, the most to benefit or lose in an election is the younger generation of this country. And they're the least, enthusiastic, but least active about voting. Blows your mind. Oh, a texter has a great point. Quality candidates can't be controlled. That's why we don't want quality candidates. I saw a minister from Georgia, and not Warnock, talking about Herschel Walker and his role in the Senate. If he were to win, it would be old white guys telling Herschel Walker what. And this wasn't me. This was an African American minister from Georgia saying a Herschel Walker Senate, the Senator Herschel Walker would be somebody having white guys telling him what to do. Does that sound familiar? Do we need that still as an African-American population in this country? Not my statement. That was a person campaigning for Warnock. It's going to be an interesting couple years here as we move through the next round of. I mean, it's in every election like this now, though, Matt. In every election, like the most important election of our lives, is democracy still on the ballot as we move forward?
Isn't it always?
It didn't used to be, but I think nowadays it seems like it always is.
Because here's the thing, even the people on the GOP side who are becoming disenchanted with Trump, it's not about his policies. They just want a nicer face on the same policies. The policies aren't changing. They're not evolving their policies. They're the same. They're the same thing, just dressed up in a nicer, more polite form, aka DeSantis.
Oh, well, better spoken, yeah, a little more polished. I'm interested to see how the DeSantis plays outside of Florida. Be interested to see how that plays out. A texter asked how we can, mock Herschel Walker or be so down on Herschel Walker. And yet not worry about Fetterman's qualifications in Pennsylvania. And we addressed this on election night when Fetterman won his race against Dr. Oz. Fetterman's recovering from a stroke, and we don't know how that process moves forward. I don't know the physical limitations of stroke recovery. I know Herschel Walker has no, stroke to blame his verbal inabilities on. Anyway, let's find something fun to talk about. Let's laugh about some stuff. Let's put this race to bed. 2022 midterms is finally over. Finally. Coming out of the gate, talking politics, getting people riled up. Ever the ingredients for the best show, We'll come back with more stuff to do, I promise. We'll be right back. Carver Nights. Welcome back to Cairo Nights. You know what really matters right now, this time of year? Helping people out. It's Cairo News Radio's Holiday Magic. Cairo Radio has been working with Treehouse for a long time now. And this year, we're going to try to step it up a little bit. The Cairo News Radio Holiday Magic auction is underway. You can bid on any number of packages. Just go to mynorthwest.com and click on the Holiday Magic logo right there on the right-hand side of the page as you roll in. And you can link to the various auction items that are available right now through our Holiday Magic. Pretty amazing stuff. Want to go fishing with Dory Monson and Tom Nelson all day on a boat? That package is available. Sit in on any of your favorite shows, whether it's She and Ursula, John Curley, Sherry Ehrlich. Sherry Ehrlich.
John Curley and Sherry Ehrlicher.
Yes, thank you very much. I was trying to get to Cairo Nights. I was just racing right through the John and Sherry show. The Cairo Nights package, by the way, is sponsored by Zeke's Pizza. Come in and join us for a pizza party here at Cairo Nights. Sit in on the show. Ask us questions. Tell us how wrong we are about various items. It's going to be a fun night. And again, it's catered by Zeke's Pizza. You, as the winner, would get to pick out which of their amazing pizzas you'd like to dine on. Comes with a salad and drinks. They say sodas. I say that's negotiable. And a gift card, so you can have your own pizza party later date. But we know that all of you can't donate, or at least all of you can't be a winning bidder on the auction items. My point being, you can donate at any amount you like, whether it's a one-time donation or a reoccurring donation. And we've got a lot of examples of what the good folks at Treehouse do. We've got our own Sam Campbell, who filed this report on Treehouse and Holiday Magic.
David graduated from Deer Park High School this past June, but that achievement was just the culmination of a long, hard-fought journey, one he endured while taking care of his younger brother. From difficulties growing up,
my mom would always be gone for up to weeks at a time,
to losing his grandfather, who taught him woodworking.
I just started designing things, building things, mostly in memory of him, since he did recently pass away a few years ago.
To the struggles of foster care.
The foster parents usually want you to just relax and not parent the other siblings, but they also don't see the wide perspective that I've already lived through with Danny.
And to the independence of securing his first apartment.
I was still in the middle of choosing a place in Spokane or Deer Park, and then I got told that I was going to be able to have my brother live with me, and that changed everything.
David says it hasn't been easy, but Treehouse was there to pick him up when he fell down.
They definitely have taken a huge weight off my shoulders every time they've helped me.
Treehouse was founded decades ago by a group of social workers looking to give foster kids a life well lived and a fair shot at success. For David, that meant the money to afford trips with his DECA program in high school, tutoring him through classes, and after getting his diploma, helping him find a job and an apartment.
And having people around me that I could speak to about apartments, about rent, about electricity, about how to actually start my journey into being independent.
After watching over him for most of their lives, David says it means the world to be able to give his brother Danny something they never had as young children, a home of their own.
Means I can do things properly for my brother and kind of give him peace of mind that neither of us really had growing up.
And it's because of Treehouse's help. David says it has freed him from constantly worrying about surviving, about the here and now. And now he's able to thrive. Soon he's taking a special piece of furniture crafted in memory of his grandfather to a national woodworking competition in Las Vegas.
For the top of that table, I did a Lynchburg effect.
He deconstructed a microwave to give the wood a lightning bolt burn pattern.
And then when you turn it on with a baking soda water solution on the wood, it burns in this lightning-like effect.
David's table stands using wires and what appears to be magic. But in reality, he used something called tension integrity design. The upcoming competition is just one of the many plans that David has for his and his brother's future.
My goal is by the time Danny graduates and has a good job and a way to pay for his own rent and have his own apartment, I would like to put a down payment on a house and work my way towards a family of my own.
It's a shot at life he doesn't think he'd have if someone hadn't given him hope. Sam Campbell, Cairo News Radio.
Thank you, Sam. Well, folks, it's easy to see the work and the amazing results that Treehouse does. There are at any one point in time 8,000 children in foster care in the state of Washington. And these young people have the hardest existence you can imagine. No stability in most cases, many, many different living situations that change constantly, no real sense of home. Treehouse helps alleviate some of that. Whether it's the Treehouse store, kids can go 3 times a year and select items for free to help make their life a little more normal, like every other kid. And Treehouse is committed to graduation. That's their one of the things they strive most, is to make sure that these kids in foster care can finish school and get an education and build a life for themselves, just like every other kid wants to do. You can head to the auction right now from MyNorthwest.com. Hit on the auction items, take a look at those and bid on those. Or you can make a one-time donation or an annual donation. It's Cairo's Holiday Magic with Treehouse, and we hope you'll take part. It's Cairo Nights with Spike O'Neill and Matt Butler. We'll be right back after these.